This is GQDN for Wednesday, September 3rd, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/GQ25 by swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. And go get the one called Quest Worthy. That'll help enhance your drinks. Just don't put it in milk or any dairy beverages. And when you go to the checkout line, put in the promo code Quest. No matter which one you get, they'll get 25% off your purchase. It is really good stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some games coming from long, long, long time ago. We have Sony rolling out a driver. And we got some Stardew Valley news as well. But we begin today with Sony PlayStation. And some of the sales are being reported because, according to PushSquare.com, Helldivers 2 is doing quite well on Xbox. Because after 1 week of the release, Helldivers 2 is considered to be, quote, the top paid game, end quote, on the platform. And right now, it's in first place of the best seller list. Now, you can take a look and navigate through the ratings on the Xbox Store, so that way you can see what's been selling. But the base version of Helldivers 2 is indeed in the top spot. And that's while Super Citizen Edition is the fourth best-selling game on Xbox. So they got two spots, which is a good thing. But if we go to the PlayStation side, where Xbox ported some of their games over to PlayStation, well, Forza 5 is doing really good there too. That's Forza Horizon 5. Because right now, according to purexbox.com, and they were saying that Forza Horizon 5 sold over 1.5 million copies. And the number two spot was Gears Reloaded. And that right now sold just over 250,000 copies on PlayStation. So while PlayStation did not sell that many Gears of War, Gears Reloaded, people are loving Forza Horizon 5 on PlayStation. And you could tell that because of the number of sales that they had on the PlayStation Store. Over 1.5 million copies. Sales be what sales be. Some things of this would sell there too. At least not in the Nintendo eShop. NintendoLife.com did say that some of the Switch Online releases did confirm some leaks. Well, according to them, yeah, we're going to Rumorville. It is the upcoming N64 classics. And that could be Glover, Donkey Kong 64, and Rayman 2, along with Super Smash Bros. And maybe Forsaken. And that was spotted by the VTuber on X. In fact, here's what he said. Quote, I started hunting with my Discord for what games Nintendo accidentally spoiled with the May NSO update video, and this is what we have so far. Still trying to compare box arts, but this is what we have so far. Now that'd be a lot of games, because people were wanting some of the older games from the Nintendo 64 platform. That's after they saw Donkey Kong Bonanza, where that released this past July. So we shall see what happens with that. Now, if you're looking for something from Concerned Ape, aka the game called Haunted Chocolatier, that might be delayed because of the Stardew Valley update 1.7. And the fans did express some concerns at Stardew Valley, and they were looking at the release of Haunted Chocolatier, where people were wanting that after it was announced that the update 1.7 for Stardew Valley was going to happen. Now, Haunted Chocolatier has been in development for the past 4 years, and there's not a whole lot of details behind the game just yet, but the game will be coming. It is still in development, but Stardew Valley right now is taking priorities over that, and that's according to the developer, through their actions, of course. So now we go to the esports corner. Got a little bit of business to take care of. Right. According to Esports Insider, GameSquare has announced a $2 million deal with Rekt, with the FaZe sponsorship included. And that was the GameSquare Holdings, because that secured $2 million for the partnership with Rekt Brands Incorporated and the parent company, Rekt Drinks. So, there was also a key component partnership that was promoting the branding for the jerseys for the FaZe Clan, which is owned by GameSquare. And the jersey sponsorship, GameSquare will collaborate with Rekt so they can develop both physical and digital products and experiences. So you will see FaZe possibly wearing Rekt symbols and drinking Rekt drinks. Don't be surprised. That could happen. I'm not saying that it will, I'm saying that it could. But this one wants to happen. There's a Kickstarter that's up right now, and they want to sell a UBC charging pack because PC Gamer did see a video up on YouTube and somebody put a nail through it and it still worked, allegedly. That's the BMX Solid Safe, and it's a solid state external battery pack that can be used for charging different devices. Well, smartphones being the main one, but there's some other ones. Right now, Solid Safe is available in two capacities, 500 mAh and 10,000 mAh, with the latter optionality that's available with an SD card reader. And the charging connectivity is with two USB-C ports and a wireless induction ring. And you could use both ports and the induction ring charging at the same time. Now, it does have a conventional lithium-ion battery, but there was a video that saw the battery combusting and exploding when the nail was driven through it. But that was followed by one of their own solid-state packs being nailed similarly, but apparently the solid-state one kept running. So if you want to do a battery backup thing, like I got, battery backups are good, real good. That's up on their Kickstarter. Oh, we're going to go back to PlayStation for a minute because there's now a driver for their headsets. So if you have a PlayStation 5 headset, which is the Pulse Elite or Explore, download the driver and it'll be compatible with your PC. That's according to GameSpot.com. So PlayStation did get up on Twitter about this and say, quote, "Take full control of your audio experience on PC with the Pulse Elite and Explore. Introducing a PlayStation Link PC driver for Windows. Rolling out gradually starting today. For more details on the driver," well, I'm not going to give the website. But we do have it for our Patreons. It's up in the GQDN show notes. Yes, it is. But lastly, we got some things coming from way back. According to Gamatsu.com, Idea has entered a globaling license agreement with Falcom, so that way they could port YS, Dragon Slayer, The Legend of Heroes, and The Legend of Xanadu. And that will be coming next year to the year after, 2026 to 2027. So will you go back to the past? These games that I mentioned came out from 1982 to 1995, way back when. Well, we are not way back when. We are right now. We are Dawnforge. Because this has been a Dawnforge production 2025. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some games, people.